Good morning. 16 and a quarter on the front half. Close enough. Today is August the 19th at 6:24 a.m. A Monday morning. I'm trying to get back in time to take the younger daughter to school. I should be in plenty of time. I'll be back by 9:45 at the latest. That'll give me 10 minutes to mess about before we have to hit the road. So yeah, yesterday was kind of laid back. I got the last of the galley marked up and updated the ebook files, and it didn't take very much time to update the ebook files. While there are a lot of flags in the book, little tags that I put in there to mark the places, the truth is that there weren't that many actual changes. Some paragraphs got kind of gutted, but the actual changes themselves are really quite small. A word here, a word there, add a comma, take a comma out, put the punctuation in that's supposed to be there. So I started working on, rather than trying to migrate the whole thing, I just started working on the licks file to update the hard copy on its own. And I got most of the way through before I just totally lost it last night and had to lay down. But yeah, I should get that done today. I should get the new files uploaded today. It'll be tomorrow before Amazon finishes checking them over. I had a power failure last night. I had a bad moment today when apparently the power was out for a good long time, because it was longer than my laptop battery was good for. It was croaked by the time I woke up. And I had a really bad moment when I went and pushed the button for the power on my main machine and it wouldn't start. It's like, uh-oh. Because I've done so much work that I have not backed up. So yeah, that was, took a little bit of fiddling with. I realized that I did have a power supply because the little lights inside came on when I plugged the power into it. And it was really only a question of holding the start button long enough for the event to register. This isn't one of those machines where you just punch the button and let it go. You have to actually hold it for a few seconds for it to recognize that it wasn't just an inadvertent punch. And I had forgotten that because I very seldom turn the machine off. But I got it going, and the first thing I did was find my manuscript files and make a couple of copies in a couple of different places. So we're good as of today. I got some feedback on Captain Share, and I can't say that I disagree with it. And that's that the crew rolled over too easily. I've heard that a couple of times. And I don't know how I think about that. It's like, did they roll over too easily? I suspect it goes back to what was the motivation for why they were acting up to begin with. And the answer had much more to do with Delman than it did with Wong. So, yeah, I understand the question. I understand the desire for a much more active conflict. And the same review complimented me for not falling into melodrama. It's like, alrighty, well, the conflict you're looking for is mostly characterized as melodrama. Or perhaps just drama, but the truth is there's plenty of drama in the book, so it's like, I don't know. It was a good review, I can't complain. It was one of those. Of course, when they get to Ownershare, and they get to the end of Ownershare, and they realize that this whole thing has been, I won't say a setup, but this is not as clean and straightforward as many people are thinking about, in many ways, as I have told them that it is. Or more precisely, as Ishmael has told them that it is. So there's this this problem at the end, where this too perfect guy has the cards fall down around his ears. Anyway, I'm walking and not talking. I'm thinking about Ownershare. It's still the story as it has to be, but it ends gravely. Boop, boop. Anyway, today, it's an early out day. Kids get out at every Monday now this year. Kids get out early on Monday. Sort of makes up for being a bit earlier and a bit later the rest of the week. So I've programmed my phone to remind me. For Monday. To go early. I also need to get some groceries. I had overlooked a couple of key elements. My wife is addicted to those ice cream novelties known as drumsticks. Monk pole. I have to kind of be careful because they are good, but they're not really that good. Maybe I'll get myself some high-end frozen yogurt or something. I've been going through puddings lately. Celebrating the National Rice Pudding Day. Before that, it was a National Tapioca Pudding Day. I think the next pudding day is bread pudding or corn pudding, Indian pudding, November. I need to stop eating pudding. I did get some frozen fruit bars. Bluebell has some nice ones. They're pretty tasty. They don't scratch the same itch though as ice cream, unfortunately. That's too bad. I have to make bread today too. I'm out of my homemade wheat bread. Need to make some more. I need to finish working with this book, and I get this book out of here. I should get the book out today. I don't have that much left to go. And heaven knows, I've got the process down now. So if I get the book out today, that gives me whatever's left of the day, plus tomorrow, to kick back and make an assessment. I found the cover for South Coast that Steve Cousins did for me and sent to me in pieces. He did a great job. I'm looking at the cover thinking, when I looked at it, I thought, really? Did I actually pay for this? But the more I look at it, the more I realize, yeah, this is the right cover. This is the one I need. Because it's not the same set of tales. It's not the same it's set in the same universe, but it's not anywhere near the same series. So having it break, having the art break, that not even similar to... Oh, I just saw something else too. It's not similar to to Ravenwood either. It's a completely different style. So I'll have to work on branding it by putting my name on it and using a font that makes sense. I'm leaning to something like a cargo stencil. Something with a little weight to it. Something that's a little beat up, maybe distress the title graphic a bit. And I'd forgotten I used the somebody else's first line gimmick on this book as well. And having just gone through ownership, quarter share, you know, it's amazing how much better South Coast is than quarter share. I mean, quarter share is okay. Quarter share is pretty good. It's not the most sophisticated work I've ever done, but as a simple story, it works pretty well. But maybe I can start on South Coast. No, what I really need to do is take a day off. so I don't get burned out. I need to go. Perhaps I'll play a little EVE Online. I need to start a new corporation. I don't know what I'm going to do with it. Ah, sun is up, grass is getting ready to be winter. Trees are all still green. It won't be long though. I'll start seeing some of them starting to change color. Again, grasses are all brown. All the seed heads are full. Coming up on harvest season. Oh, it's Monday. Here comes my mower guy, but I'm ahead of him this morning. Yahoo! Either he's late or I'm really wicked early. Just when you figure the difference is probably measured in 1 or 2 minutes. I'm not sure either one of us is too far off our normal path. Seventeen and a half on the back side, not bad, not bad at all. There he goes, he's putting his blades down. Off he goes. It's way too big a machine to get onto my lawn, but I keep thinking, God, I wonder what it would cost to have him do my lawn. I have to do the front. I haven't done the back yet. I don't dare to the back because it's all marked up for the tree guys. Oh well. I am at the back gate. Tomorrow is another day. And with any luck at all, I'll talk to you then.